Okay, so we are on the top of Yud Ches Amud Beis at the new Mishnah. Okay, so we're talking about scenarios where what happens when someone makes a neder and the neder is not clear what exactly the person meant. So stop, we call stam nedarim. So the Mishnah says as follows: stam nedarim lahachmir uperushim lahakel. I'm telling someone take a stam neder, meaning they have not really explained what they mean. Look at the Ran on the right side. Stam nedarim lahachmir perushim lahakel klomar misha nadar veyish lafarish lashonu lahachmir ulahakel. Meaning the person said something, and you could explain what they said in two directions. Meaning what they meant could be could be something that would result in a chumra, meaning that the neder is chal. But I could also explain it as a different direction. It could mean something else, which would be lahakal, meaning that the neder would not be chal. Koshelo piresh achamayan. If I don't explain, if the person who said it doesn't explain, koshelo piresh echad mehen lamanis gavein hochen bistam lahachmir. So we're machmir. We're going to see this itself as a source of dispute, machlokas eventually to a certain extent. But I guess you'd argue if nedarim are deraisa concerns here, right? A person takes a neder, it's a suffix that they did something that would be chal midaraisa. So then I would understand suffix lachmir. But the Gemara is not going to explain what does that refer to. Like, what do we mean? Scenarios where a person takes a neder, it's not clear what they meant. So ketzad, how does that look? So amar hare alai kibbutz. We're going to give another example. So we're going to have to explain each example a little bit what exactly it means. Amar hare alai kibbutz meliach. So a person says, this piece of meat should be to me like salted meat and wine that is, libation wine. So, okay. So, im bishal shlamim nadar, if the person, someone's explaining this to me, not shlam, but shamayim nadar, right? So, asar, meaning if you're saying it's like, it should be like the salt that goes on, the salted meat which goes on the mizbeach, and the wine libations which, are part of the mizbeach, so then aser. So then it counts like a neder, right? Even mishal havoras kachavim nadar. If you're saying that the wine and the meat should be like the wine and meat that's used for avodah zarah purposes, so then mutter. Then it doesn't become a neder. So why does it not become a neder? And v'im stam. And if he doesn't explain which one he means, he just says like salted meat and yain nesach. So then we're machmir. We assume he means it like on the mizbeach. So what does that mean? So take a look at the Ran Ketzad. Hare alai kibbutz meliach v'yayin nesach kolomar. Meaning to say, Ketzad karui stam nedarim ha'omer kibbutz. I mean, what does that mean, stam nedar? A person says, kibbutz meliach v'yayin nesach debashma shal shamayim. That implies it's like, for the Ribbono Shalom, it's for the mizbeach. V'karolei kibbutz meliach v'shim dechsiv al kol karblecha takriv melach. Right? The rule is, on every korban you have to bring salt. Umash, that's why basar maliach, right? Salt and meat. Umash manami shal avodas kacham. It could also mean it's avodas zarah from avodas zarah. Why? Ki agavna have a stam nedarim, and that's a stam nedar because I don't know which one it is. Tahayim pire shal shamayim aser. Vim pire shal avodas kachavim mutter. Because if you would have explained this for the mizbeach, so then like the mizbeach, so then that's aser. But if it's for avodas zarah, it's mutter. Vim stam the mash machi aser. Presumably, the reason why if it's for avodah zarah, it's mutter, is because things that are made for avodah zarah are inherently aser, right? They're not aser because of a neder, right? We've said this a lot of times, right? When I do have pasta and I say this should be like this, so the thing that I'm comparing it to has to be something that became aser through a neder. We're going to see this multiple times, right? So if something is avodah zarah wine or avodah zarah meat, so that's not through a neder. That comes fundamentally forbidden because it was used for avodah zarah. Okay, fine. It's good. So that's an example where it's not clear what he means. Next. Hare alai kecherim. Im kecherim shal shamayim aser. Im kecherim shal kohanim mutter. Im stam aser. So what's cherim? So cherim does not mean, not put someone in cherim, not like nidoy, but cherim meaning it can be the property based on mikdash, or it can be the property of kohanim. So if I said meaning that's cherim shal shamayim, so that's also again because something that's dedicated based on mikdash again became aser because someone dedicated it that way. You made it, it's like a neder, right? But if it's something that belongs to a kohen, so then it would be mutter again for the same reason because it doesn't. it doesn't become usher through either doesn't become usher through whatever, or because it's not fundamentally forbidden even. Right? It's, you know, cherem kohanim is not necessarily, it's mutter to a kohen, it may not be fundamentally forbidden even to another, to a non-kohen. Okay, next example. Harei like hemeiser, right? This should be like, this item should be like meiser. So im kemeiser behem nadar usher. If you want to say it became like, if you were explicit, it should be like meiser behema, so then it's forbidden. Vim shal gorin mutter. But if you mean it should be like the meiser that, you know, we separate from our produce, so then it's mutter. Vim stam, but if you don't explain, then we have to be machmer, like a Rashi, the Ron, sorry. Ha'im ka meiser behema nadar aser, why the davar hanadur hu, right? Meiser behema is something like a davar hanadur. Why? What do you mean? Why is meiser behema something that I made a nadar? We've said this before. Kishu kore la asiri, asiri, ve aser la kol, achi yikruvu matirav, right? So what happens? The animals, you let them all out of the pen, right? And one at a time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and one of them you count as number 10. The one you count as number 10, that makes it aser. Right, so it's aser because I declared it as such. Right, even though you can say it's, I didn't do it; it came at number 10, but it doesn't matter. You declare it as the 10th, and that makes it aser. And also, all the other animals are aser until you take that one out. So. But the point is, it's your declaration that makes it aser. So if this is going to be like that, that's going to be aser. But if it's regular meiser, so again, regular meiser is, you know, is only for, you know, the Levi or for an Ani, but Meister Sheni, I myself can eat. So it's not as obvious. You say something that's Meister, then it necessarily makes it something forbidden, and therefore it does not usher through a nether, and that's why it's not going to be, the item won't be usher. So again, if you don't explain though, so then we have to be Machmer. Okay, next example. Hare alai kitruma. So a person says this meat, this item should be like truma. So what do you mean truma? Im kitruma salishka nadar aser. If you say it's going to be like the truma salishka, which is item the money that's used in the Beis HaMikdash for, you know, buying korbanos, etc. So again, how does that become aser? Because someone declares it as such. Same thing, aser through a neder. So if I say this item is like the truma salishka, so then it's aser. V'im shal gorin, but if I just mean truma, like truma gadola, you know, truma that I give to a kohen, so then it's mutter, right? So then that's not going to be. Then again, it's going to be that'll be mutter because again, it doesn't become truma through my, through a neder per se. And again, like we said, not you know, mutter to a kohen, etc. V'im stam aser, but if you just declare it without explaining, so then we have to be machmer. And all of this is Rabbi Meir. So this is all the approach of Rabbi Meir that we do such a thing. Fine. So multiple examples. Why do we need all these examples? Right. Yeah, that's a good question. But the bottom line is that's how the mission, at least Rabbi Meir, understands this approach. Fine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda then says the following: Stam Truma B'Yehuda Asura B'Galil Mutter. Right, so Rabbi says, well, it depends where you are sometimes, right? Meaning it can depend socially, colloquially, how people use certain lashonos. So you told me that stam truma, initially Rabbi Meir said, I don't know what you mean, so you have to be machmir. Rabbi says, it's not true. It depends on where you live, right? So if you live in the Galil, right, and you say truma, so what do you mean? So that should be aser. Sorry, if you live in Yehuda, that should be asura, stam truma. Because stam truma, if you live in Yehuda, Yehuda is right near Yerushalayim, right? So then, I know what you mean when you say truma. Look at Rashi, stam, one day I'll stop. Stam truma of Yehuda asura, says the Ran. Lefisha be Yehuda mitoch shahayu kruvin lebeis hamikdash truma salishka nami truma. Nami truma stam karula vahavilei stam nedarim lahachmir. Okay, so Rebuta says, first of all, it's not even, not that it necessarily means one or the other. But Rebuta is just saying, if you live in Yehuda and you say stam truma, it really can mean truma salishka, at least. That's a reasonable concern. So when the person says truma, it should be like truma, so I really don't know what it means. It might mean truma, regular truma, it might mean truma salishka. And since we live right by the Beis HaMikdash, when people say truma, it can mean either way. Okay. However, b'galil mutter. But if you're living in the Galil, right, you're living all the way up north, and you're nowhere near the Beis HaMikdash, so then there's no reason to assume that stam truma should be yasser. Why? She'ein anshe Galil makir es truma salishka. Right? They don't know They don't even like, that's not the language that they don't talk like that. They're not hanging out by the Beis HaMikdash. They don't know the language of the Beis HaMikdash really, really very well. That's not where they live. So they wouldn't recognize that way. Look at the Ran. Since they're far away, it wasn't natural for them to like even talk about these things. Karula. They wouldn't call it Truma. They would call that Truma Salishka, right? Hilkach kinidre b'truma stam leka lesvuke klau b'truma salishka. Mishum hachi shari. See, his point is that's not all suffix, right? It depends on where you live. If you live in Yehuda, the language of Truma is a suffix, so suffix lahachmer. But if you live in the Galil, Truma is not suffix, what Truma means. Truma means Truma. It means, you know, the Truma that goes to a Kohen. And therefore, I wouldn't have to be suffix lahachmer. Okay, charamim, and then Rabbi Yehuda continues that charamim be Yehuda mutarin.
If someone says the language of
charam, and they're in Yehuda where they live by the Beis Hamikdash, so that's mutar. Why is that mutar? Says the Ran, stam charamim be Yehuda mutarin. Sha kohanim akirin beinehem uregilim becharam Yehuda becharam kohanim. Because the kohanim, they know kohanim. It seems that in general, the Kohanim lived, you know, relatively near the Beis HaMikdash in general. So they knew Kohanim, and they knew this idea of Charmei Kohanim. The thing is that a Charim that goes to a Kohen, they knew about these things. V'karu lehu nami Charmei, stam, right? Kecharmei gavoha. I mean, so Charmei can mean things that are given to the Beis HaMikdash, but it can also mean things that the Kohanim have. So they recognize both, because they were in Yehuda, you know, awesome. Kohanim have these things, Charamim, and sometimes Charmei means things bring to the Beis HaMikdash. So if I say stam, Charamim, it could really, it could really, really refer to that which, belongs to a Kohen. But now you're gonna tell me if that's true. Okay, if you're gonna tell me that's true, then what? Right. If I know that Stam Charamim can mean that which goes to a Kohen, but it also can mean that which goes to Beis HaMikdash. So what should we say? Stam Charamim.
Yeah.
Aser. Right? If it could mean either one, I should say Stam is Aser. So now Rabbi Yehuda said that Stam Charamim in Yehuda is Mutter. Why is it Mutter? You just told me that Stam Lahachmir. So just take a look at the Ran. The Ran is by this also. So he says, Mishum Hachim Mutarin, why? Dahach Sefer Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadoki. Says, because by the way, as we got to this last line, these last lines in the Mishnah, we actually changed our author, okay? And we're now following the approach of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok. Why? Because the Gemara, itself in the New Testament is going to say, because he assumes that Stam Nadarim Meikel. Okay, so it's like, okay, if you tell me so, right? It's a little difficult. But the difficulty is if you don't say that, then you can't explain the Mishnah. So that's why. Upligi Aresha. Right, and he argues with the beginning of this Mishnah. Fine. So that's why. So just to be clear. So what Rav Yehuda is now saying that stam charamim in Yehuda are going to be mekel. Why? Because that's a sheet that holds that stam charamim lahakil. And why is it stam and not clear, let's say? Because people live in Yehuda, they know that Chayram can mean either thing. It could be something that goes to a Kohen, or it could mean something that belonged, that was given, that was, you know, set aside for the Beis HaMikdash. Fine. Okay. But in Galil, we said it'd be Yasser. Why? She'ein anshe Galil makir nischarmei Kohanim. Because in the Galil, people don't know the Kohanim. You say Chayram, you mean the Beis HaMikdash. That's all you mean. So if that's what it means, so then it's not Stam, right? If you say Stam, you really mean in which case, that's obvious that you mean something that's aser, because it's something that was, again, only became aser through a neder to give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Fine. Okay. So, and just look at the round again. Again, they didn't really have a lot of Kohanim living in the north. They didn't call Charmei Kohanim Lecherim. Stop. They for sure meant neder gavoa. That's why. Fine. Okay. And lachora. I mean, lachora. The same thing would be true. Like you'd say, if you had a shot like this, you'd ask, like, what you know, according to this approach in the mission. Like, it depends where you live. It depends what people say. It depends how people talk, right? It might depend what you say, depending on what, you know, what's happening. And that, and we'll have to see, is that Machlokes in the Reish and the Seifa, you know, reputed in Rabbi Meir, like, do we really ask what people say, or do we say, as long as it can could mean one way and we're not sure, right? Or do we pay much more attention to what, no, but what would people here say and mean if they said it? You know, that itself might be source of Machlokes. Let's see. Okay, so now the Gemara is about it. So you just told me, Stam Nedarim Lahachmir. Okay, says the Gemara, V'hatanan, I have another Mishnah. And that Mishnah tells me, Suffik Nezirus Lahakel. Right, that if I'm not sure if someone took a neder, so what do we assume? We assume to be Machmir. To be Mekel. That if I'm not sure if he made a neder to become a Nazir or not, so we're Mekel. So that's funny. You just told me, Stam Nedar, I'm Lahachmir. If I don't know what the person said in terms of a neder, then we're Machmir. But we have a rule that if I'm not sure if someone made himself a Nazir or not, so Suffik Lahakel, how could that be? Nazirus is a type of neder. So how could that be? So, how do I know Nazirus is a type of neder? Our whole last conversation was all about neder b'soch neder, and what the example was, Nazirus, right? So certainly they go together here. So what's going on here? So I'm Rabbi Zera Lokasha. Ha Rabbi Eliezer, ha Rabbanim. So one is the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, and one is the Shita of the Rabbanim. Okay, what do you mean? And that's not, by the way, necessarily the same. We were just talking about Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Eliezer. That's not the same person we were just mentioning before. But, okay, so Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanim. What do you mean? The son, okay, have a Bryce that says the following. Hamakdish chayaso ubehemto. Okay, a person who goes ahead and makes their makes their chayar behema mukdash beis hamikdash. Just look at the Ran all the way in the bottom. So two lines in the bottom. There's a lot of extra pieces in the Ran here, which is shaykh to later, looks like. But it belongs. There's a note there. It says it's the rest of these pieces on the Mishnah are really for Chafam Aleph. So just skip down to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Makdish chayaso obehemto, just to be clear, right? So you, chaya is a non-domesticated animal, a deer is a chaya, a behema is a domesticated animal, like a cow, right? Okay, fine. So a person is makdish their chaya or their behema. Okay, and what happens? Hikdish, okay, so let's go back to the Gemara. So what do you mean? No, machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan. Why? The sanya hamakdish chayasa obehemto, hikdish esakoi. Rabbi Elazar omer lo hikdish esakoi. Okay, so if I hamakdish either my behema or my chaya, I have machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan, whether or not that act of hikdish, of being makdish, was makdish the koi. What's a koi? Says Rash, the Ran, lo hikdish lo hikdish es akoi. Why? Okay, what's akoi? To have a suffik chaya suffik behema. Machlokes, there's a whole note in the article. What type of animal the koi was? It's a mysterious animal, or you know, whatever. But there's
pictures in here of
stuff. Oh yeah. Oh god. Okay.
I mean, water buffalo and
stuff. Can't hear it on the recording. Sorry, but interesting animals with horns. Okay, water buffalo or a mufflon. That's like what?
Clearly, it was the mufflon.
The mufflon. That's like when you go to like And you go to what's it called? The park in Paramus that has a zoo.
Oh, Turtleback.
Van Son, you know, and they have all these animals that look like animals that you know, but they're really like something else. You know, like no, that's not a this. That's a that. I'd be like, that looks like an anteater. No, that's something else, right? It's like a mini version of all those animals. You know, so the mufflon is like I don't know, looks like a ram. I don't know. But okay, fine. Okay, the bottom line is it's a look in the Koren Talmud if you like to see pictures. Okay, so but it's a suffik chaya suffik. We don't know what it is. It's a chaya behemos. The point is, you said I'm makdish all my chayos, or I'm makdish my behemos. So what's the halacha? So machlokes. What about the koi? Because the koi itself is a suffik, right? So since it's a suffik chaya suffik behema, we don't know what to do. V'i hikdish es behemto, arminan dima koi chaya. V'i hikdish chayaso, arminan dima behemahu. Right. So if you say no, I was makdish my chaya, but yeah, the koi is a behema, maybe. Right, it's Machish Behema, maybe the Koi is a Chaya, right? So it always stays out of there because we are not sure what it is. That sounds like a Suffolk Neder, right? We're not sure what the nether's chal on. Is it chal on the koi or not chal on the koi? Okay. And this itself is a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, right? So we said Hamakish Chayaso Behemto Hikdish is a koi. That's what the Rabbanan said. It works. The koi is mukdash. Why? Because a suffix neder is lachmir. And Rabbi Eliezer says you're not makdish the koi, right? Why? Presumably because the old suffix neder is mekel. Okay. Man da amr mamono mayel lesveka gufe nami mayel. Uman da amr mamono lo mayel lesveka gufe kol shekin. The lo mayel. The lo mayel lesveka. Okay. So what does that mean? So look at the Ran Gufe Nami. Svirle de mayel lesveka hilkach masnisin de stam nedarim lahachmir rabbanan. Meaning the point is a person who will argue, right, that look at the Mefarish says it a little bit more explicitly. Look on the left side, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Lo Hikdish. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Lo Hikdish is a koi. The Lo Mile Inish Mamone Lesveka. A person wouldn't allow their money to be left in limbo in that way, right? The koi suffiku. Because the suffix, because the koi suffix is a suffix. Okay. Imin behema, imin chaya. On that vav is right. So so sveka lo aili lahakdish bechla chaya behema. Meaning, because the approach is presumably what his argument is that a person doesn't want their money to become. To become like left in limbo, so they wouldn't make a net there that would be like unclear and left in limbo in that way, right? Okay, so keep reading. The low mile mamon lesveka, and if you hold that a person would not allow his brunt money to be put in a suffix, kol shekein the svirle the low mile gufe lesveka. This person's certainly not going to want their body to be besuffik. Right, the hecha the nadar v'yesh b'nezira suffik lo have nazir. L'didei svirle the stam neziras lahakel. Meaning that he holds right that what's going on here? That there's two types of sveikos here: the suffik of what happens to my money, to the thing that I talked about, and the suffik of what happens to me that I made myself into a neder. Right, so the like rationale here is the following. Right, so Rabbi Eliezer says that it doesn't work. Right, and the koi is not mukdash. Right, and why is that? Because man da amar mamona ma'al lesveka, someone who holds, look, maybe the rabbanon, that your money, that's okay. I'm fine with my money becoming, you know, a little bit unclear. I'm not as careful that it becomes a suffix. So gufe nami ma'al. Okay, so if you're already not so worried about your money, so yourself becoming a nazir, you bother less, right? Good shaila. Whether a person care more about their body or their money, right? Right. So, but uman da amar mamona lo ma'al lesveka, but a person who would already not allow their money to become a, you know, put in this suffix situation. I'd never do that. I mean, holds that person wouldn't do that. So gufek kol shekein, like the lomayal lesveka. So I'm also not going to let my body become a suffix. So that's sort of the machlokas, you know, Rabbi Eliezer, at least at this point. Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachamim, would a person say something that is, you know, so unclear about their money or about themselves, presuming the two would go together. Either no way or yeah, I'm okay with it. Doesn't bother me. I'm not so concerned or I'm not as careful. And that might be the source of this machlokas, whether suffik nidarim are lahak lahakmir, and we'll continue that conversation next week on Daf Yud Tes. Okay, Yashikov.